Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
Monday to Thursday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Kaya 959. On
the street.
On the air.
On the air.
On the air.
Right, let's go to some positive news coming through in terms of consumer confidence. And really, the numbers coming through from the F&B BER Consumer Confidence Index rebounding to negative 9 index points in the fourth quarter, suggesting that retail tills will jingle loudly this festive season. So this is improved from coming from a negative 10 to a negative 13 in the third quarter of 2020. Now, while the fourth quarter reading of negative 9 is slightly lower compared to 2024 and this particular season, it's still well below the long run average of minus 1. It is the highest consumer confidence reading for 2025. Let's unpack this. Nomvelo Moema, Junior Economist Bureau for Economic Research, joins us now. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Nomvelo, looking at this, I mean, you know, we're still in negative. Maybe just unpack where this index, what this index gives us in terms of the subcategories. What are you looking at?
So in terms of the subcategories, we look at, so these are questions we ask consumers. We ask them about their economic outlook, their household financial outlook, and the suitability of the present time to buy durable goods. So this is your big ticket items, your vehicles, your furniture and household appliances. So those big expensive things that would normally need a bit of credit to help you along. And then you aggregate that and you get the composite F&B BER CCI,
okay,
which is that negative 9 that you see.
Right. So let's just look at the economic outlook. How did respondents come through in terms of the economic outlook?
So this improved to minus 19 from minus 22 index points. It's not as great as where it's been, where it was the same period last year. It was at minus 9 in the same period last year. But it has recovered substantially throughout this year because we saw a big drop in confidence in the first quarter. During that time, we had, diplomatic issues with the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We had the budget that spooked people with that 2 percentage point VAT increase. So the timing of the survey in the first quarter led to a sharp drop in confidence to minus 20.
Mm.
So the fact that we have recovered to minus 9 overall, even though overall for the composites and for the economic outlook, we're now at minus 19 from minus 32 in the first quarter. It's quite a big bounce back for these sub-indices and for sentiment from consumers.
In terms of the sentiment, what's actually driving that sentiment? I mean, we have evened out a little bit. I mean, we didn't get the 2% VAT hike. That was a huge concern for us. But I think, is the sentiment coming from the fact that we've also had rate cuts this year, interest rate cuts?
Definitely. The interest rate cuts are really helping a lot. What really did the heavy lifting in terms of pushing sentiment up this quarter was the suitability of the present time to buy durable goods sub-index.
Mm-hmm.
This index rose to minus 14 index points, and this is the highest it's been since the second quarter of 2019. And largely owing to the fact that we've seen a whole 1 percentage point decline in interest rates in the repo rate since the same period last year. So compared to the 2024 Q4 and where we are now, interest rates are a whole 1 percentage point lower. And that is really what helped boost confidence. Another factor is that the rand is stronger, which helps with lower import prices, makes it more affordable to buy things like furniture, which a lot of the time is imported. And then the rand has also been stable. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, people, it is positive for sentiment when the rand is stronger. I know it's not good for exporters, but sentiment-wise, people like seeing a stronger currency. And then there's a whole bunch of other stuff that has happened over this period. We've seen us being removed from the grey list, which was before the survey period. And then just during and just after, we've seen a well-received medium-term budget policy statement. And we've also seen us having our first credit rating upgrade from S&P in 20 years. And those are positive headlines that feed to the consumer sentiment. It's people, how people feel about the economy, how people feel about the country. Yeah, and we also hosted the G20. You know, you can argue whether that was positive or negative for sentiment, but certain things did help.
Well, we did a brilliant job, and I'm sure it does add to sentiment. But I think bottom line, and if you look at the household income group also showing good results there, is it not to do with the fact that you have a little bit more money in your hand, or at least you're feeling that you are going to get a little bit more in your pocket?
I think that is the what is really happening, because you'd expect, it would have been shocking if we saw a big recovery in sentiment. I think it's reasonable that we've seen a gradual uptick throughout the year. But unlike last year that we had the two-pot withdrawal retirement system coming into play, mm-hmm. and people had, you know, this, were able to get this cash that gave them relief for their disposable income. And that was more, I think, a visible, I have money in my pocket. But now with their ability to spend improving because you are spending less on your debt, you have more money. And that is filtering into sentiment. It's not as strong as when you had a physical, I know I have money in my pocket, but it is helping along that people's ability to spend has improved throughout this year into the festive season.
This reading obviously does not counter in the whole Black Friday, but from what we, the Black Friday sales, but from what we saw and all the reports coming through, I mean, online spending alone skyrocketed the last two weeks in terms of when people put their specials on. So you would see a steady improvement in the next quarter?
Well, this reading is supposed to be sort of a leading indication of when the official Stats SA data comes out. Mm-hmm. I think next year, what we can see in like retail sales numbers, quarter-on-quarter growth. So this is just prepping up for the next quarter's or this quarter's official data. But from the sentiment indicators, we can expect really strong retail activity. We're expecting there to be a slowdown given that we're coming from a high base. As I said, last year, same time, there was that support from two-pot spending, and we saw it in the semi-durable retailers and durable retailers. This is your clothing and textiles and furniture retailers. They really had this boost from the two-pot. And we're expecting that annually, there's going to be a bit of a slowdown, but quarter-on-quarter for the fourth quarter, it's seeming as though consumers really have this appetite to spend money, and you should see that reflected in the GDP data, in the official trade statistics when that data eventually comes out.
Well, good news for retailers also, because they will definitely be ringing those tolls once people get into the shops. I think they're already getting into the shops. What are we, 2 weeks out from Christmas? It's coming around really
fast. I think
really
the festive
fast.
Season starts in November, as of these 2 years.
Well, it's definitely revealed in this. But Nomvelo, before I let you go, I mean, how long does it take before? I mean, you were talking about, you know, a rapid increase in numbers would be a bit of a surprise. But how long before we get back into a positive index point?
It takes sustained momentum. We've seen a lot of there's been a lot of volatility in this year alone just because of the media flow, how the media flow has been. It's been unfortunate that we came into the year really upbeat, and were just hit with so many headwinds as a country.
Right.
But if there is, you know, sustainable progress on sort of fixing the big things, I think if you look at the BCI as well, the Business Confidence Index, there you also see this stop-start momentum. It needs for there to be us getting to a positive. It's not going to just sharply pick up there. There needs to be positive momentum, positive good news, positive on reform, you know, job creation. As the economy keeps churning along and actually getting somewhere above 1% GDP growth, then you can start seeing people's economic outlook improving, people's household financial outlooks improving. And that's when you start seeing sentiment above its long-term average of minus one into the positive terrain. But its long-term average is minus one.
We didn't speak about the fact that there's also been a slight improvement in unemployment figures. And like you say, I mean, if this can be sustained, if we see a consistent uptick in all of these economic indicators and these numbers, we should be able to see it getting back into positive territory. Nomvelo, I'm going to have to leave you there. Thank you very much for your time this evening. Nomvelo Moima, Junior Economist at the Bureau for Economic Research.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.